Why don't we move on and hear about your 63-year-old lady?
Sure. So this is another 63-year-old patient. She was diagnosed with stage 4 adenocarcinoma based on presentation with pleural effusion, which resulted in shortness of breath, and subsequently the fluid was tapped, and she was found to have a malignant effusion. She also had bilateral nodules, and testing revealed ALK positivity. So she was seen in clinic, and we were going to start her on a first-line crizotinib. We also had a clinical trial with crizotinib and an immune checkpoint inhibitor, and she opted to enroll in the clinical trial. And she started the treatment, but within a few weeks, she developed elevation of liver enzymes, and that resulted in treatment interruption, and we had to treat her with steroids and discontinue the checkpoint inhibitor as required by the protocol. And then we reintroduced the crizotinib after a few days. And sure enough, her liver enzymes started going up again with crizotinib exposure. So at that point, we decided that continuing on with crizotinib is no longer likely to be safe. So we stopped it and we switched her to alectinib. But before we did that, we got a scan which was to serve as the baseline for alectinib. And interestingly, that showed a good response to treatment. And now she's been on alectinib, which she tolerated really well. Her liver has not been affected by this therapy. She has a partial response that's been maintained. She's now, I would say, about 8 months into treatment and is doing really well.